Every October, the streets of downtown El Paso become canvases for artists to display their chalk masterpieces at Chalk the Block. And this year is no exception. Chalk the Block takes place from Friday, October 9th through Sunday, October 11th. Today, to talk about the event and how you can be a part of it, is Ben Fife of the Museums and Cultural Affairs Department and my co-chair for Chalk the Block. Welcome, Ben.
Full disclosure, yeah, we are involved in this event together.
We are involved, but not in any uncouthy ways.
Yeah.
So Chalk the Block is here, and the most important part is that people want to know how they can get involved.
I think what's really been great about watching Chalk the Block grow over the last couple of years is how the community's really embraced it. And I think people are always looking for ways to be a part of that. They get excited about the energy, the quality, the scope, the scale, all of those things. And so, we have launched a new website, chalktheblock.com. There's a Get Involved section. And you can find all sorts of different ways for you to be able to participate, whether that's as a vendor or as a chalk artist, a temporary window muralist, or even a volunteer. So there's all sorts of ways for you to get involved. And the way we really see it is the more the merrier. That community involvement has meant that over the years, we now have about 200 artists involved at Chalk the Block through a variety of different disciplines and mediums and ways. And I think it really adds to the event to see that many people involved, engaged, and having a great time.
And not just that. If you're not an artist, there's still opportunity for you to participate either as a volunteer.
Right.
Which is a huge part.
Yeah, this is a really huge event. And I think when people see the scale of the event, they assume we have this huge staff and this army of people that are making it happen. And really, we're a small, very efficient group, and we really depend a lot on our volunteers to help us bring the event to life every year. So it's really important.
So let's go through the different categories. The window component is a brand new thing that's happening this year. So
every year we kind of sit down and try to figure out ways, what are we doing well? What's something new we could try? This year we decided to think about pairing artists and businesses downtown to do temporary window murals. And so the first night of Chalk the Block, which will be Friday, October 9th, people can go on sort of a downtown business crawl and see artists working at different businesses and just watch an artist at work, see their process, and also enjoy drinks or meals or services at any of those businesses. So it's going to be really cool. I actually love the art of sign painting and hand lettering. So it's something you don't see too much anymore. And I think it's going to be really exciting to see those artists involved and engaged for the first night of Chalk the Block.
So it really is open to painters, graphic designers.
I mean, absolutely.
If you can visualize something and put it on a window.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, how often do you get an opportunity for someone to say, what would you like to place on this window? Doesn't necessarily need to be commercial, just completely art. And we'll give you a stipend and we'll give you the supplies and the business owner's down with it. So,
do artists need to submit kind of a mock or a sample?
Yeah, you know, I think that's the one thing we have learned over the years is it's really good to know exactly what you're talking about.
It is a public event.
Yes, it's family friendly. So, we actually ask for a sketch, a pretty filled in idea of what you'll be doing. We ask you to not really deviate from that unless we give you permission. But it really gives us and the business owner a sense of what to expect. And it also helps us with the event. You know, if we're going to have five people doing calaveras that are inspired by the Los Muertos, we may not want to have them all right next to each other. Or maybe we do. But, you know, it's nice for us to be able to plan the event and the flow and think about that visitor experience.
Now, chalk artists, that's the major component. It is
right.
Called Chalk the Block. How can they apply to be a chalk artist? And I also think it's also important to talk about the works of art that they submit with their application.
Right, absolutely. So with chalk artists, I mean, that really is the heart and soul of the event. All of the rules and our application process is online at chalktheblock.com. Chalk artists, we have several different categories. So we have a category for high school students, which is always, I think, one of my favorite categories because there's always so much strong work coming out of there. We have emerging artists, which is usually the biggest group. And then we have showcase artists. Those are usually very established artists. They actually do get larger squares. They get 2 days instead of 1 day to finish that. But the common factor running through all of these artists' work is the process. They've all submitted. They've all given us an artist statement. They've all given us samples of previously completed works. And they're giving us the proposal of what we can expect to see at Chalk the Block. And once again, it's a great way for us to be able to manage the event, figure out the types of art we want to show people, the variety, and make sure that we don't end up, like I said, with 55 Galavetas, since, you know, we want to show a variety of works.
The other important thing is that you don't need to be, per se, a chalk artist. I mean, we teach you how to transfer your medium over to chalk.
Right. You know, actually, we do like if you do have some experience with working in chalk, but we do have a mandatory workshop the Saturday before Chalk the Block where we show people really the ins and outs of working on the cement during Chalk the Block. It's a really rigorous process. I think a lot of people come to it and they don't realize it's very physical. You're on your hands and knees. You're on the sidewalk. It can get a little warm. And also, you know, for people who are used to really working on maybe really beautifully treated surfaces, sidewalk can pose a number of challenges, and we show you how to work around that. And I think the beauty of those workshops is when people come to the event, they see really incredible, beautifully finished works. And so they might not necessarily assume that this is somebody's first go around with chalk.
And I love the ingenuity too that artists use, because it's not an actual piece of chalk. They make it into a paste and they have brushes and all
that
sorts of
fun stuff.
We show
you all the stuff that you can kind of do and our rules. And so we show you how to make your own chalk. So, you know, there's a really limited number of colors you're going to be able to get commercially. And so we'll show you how to make your own colors. If you've got a composition where you really are going to need, I don't know, maybe shocking pink, you're going to need a lot of it. We'll show you how to make that chalk. And a lot of times too, just what you're saying, people will grind down the chalk and create a paste with water so they can actually paint it. If they're more comfortable, you know, working with a paintbrush, we will allow that. That's actually okay with the rules, because technically when it dries, it becomes chalk again. So it's great to see that, and how many people come out and the different ways that they work, I think, is one of my favorite things about the event.
Now, another key component, or at least a key component that I love, is all the shopping, because there's a lot of great art to be purchased. So let's talk about the artist vendors too.
Yeah, you know, actually, I think every year that has become really popular. They are highly coveted spaces among artists. It gets very competitive. So we've actually added extra spaces this year because we know that that's such a popular component. And we really do see this as a great opportunity for our local artists to be able to come out, engage with the community, and hopefully make some money. And every year we hear great things from our artist vendors that, you know, they do really, really well.
I remember one year somebody sold out of all their cool T-shirts, and that night they were
screening stuff. They showed up with everything wet the next morning, and I'm like, wow, that's a great problem to have. And that artist sold $10,000 worth of merch in 2 days. I actually just heard from, I won't name her name, but she is a pretty big artist here in the community. She has exhibitions. You see her at art fairs all over the state. And she told me that Chalk the Block is her favorite event. She does really well. She was really upset last year that a grandkid had a confirmation during Chalk the Block week.
Priorities.
She said she almost called the church that her grandkid went to say, what's going on? So it's great to see artists really embracing that and making money, and the community supporting them and buying all this cool stuff.
It really is such a cool opportunity to see the fun stuff and then to buy some, take it home.
Yeah, absolutely.
And really, that was the reason that Chalk the Block started, as an impetus to prove that there is economic development through the arts. And we're seeing it.
Absolutely. I think to show that there is an audience here for that, there are customers here for that. So I think every year we see everybody step up to the plate. Artists are stepping up to the plate. The community is stepping up to the plate. Our sponsors are stepping up to the plate. So it's great. I mean, I think, you know, being a native El Paso and growing up here and consistently, and you're familiar with this, everyone talking about all the ways that these sort of things couldn't happen here because of this. We're such a poor community, or we don't have enough people to do something like that, or that works in other cities but not here. And I love that Chalk the Block just sort of proves that wrong every year over and over again.
40,000 people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Coming downtown.
Yeah.
Check out some art. Not a big deal.
Absolutely. And just, I think, you know, it's a great way to see our downtown and all the investment that's happened there. And I love hearing that the parking garages are full and restaurants are doing incredible business that weekend. And, you know, everyone's really benefiting from that. And at the end of the day, the arts are really the core strategy there. And artists are really happy with what they're doing, too.
Every year we have artists and artist vendors that are very upset that they didn't show up. And why didn't they get in? Because they didn't apply.
Right. Go to chalktheblock.com. Go to the Get Involved tab. Everything's clearly laid out there. And then we're also available if you have questions. You can email us. You can call us at the MCAT office. So, you know, we are available to help you through that process.
So there you heard it. Chalk the Block is happening October 9th through 11th, and you can be a part of it. All you have to do is download the applications. If you're an artist, artist vendor, volunteer, if you want to do some of the murals.
Yeah, absolutely.
All of the opportunities are at chocktheblock.com.
And food vendors, too. Food trucks, too.
Yes.
Very important.
And now is the time to become a participant so that you can be at the event.
Right. Absolutely. Plan ahead.
Today, my guest has been Ben Fife of the Museums and Cultural Affairs Department and my co-chair for Chalk the Block. Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Thanks, Marina.